Welcome back, Warrior fans. About 10 minutes to go before the start of the boys' game here against Salem Academy Crusaders. Amity Warriors are going to roll out their normal starting five. Sam White, Zach Blake, Jason Nelson, Kodiak Yeager, and Tyler Parr. Warriors not going to beat people with their length, but they will beat them with their guard play, their quickness, and their tenacity on defense. So we'll see how that plays out tonight. Salem Academy, they will start number 3, Hayden Wakefield, a 6'3 junior. Number 12, Luke Miller, a 5'11 sophomore. Number 13, Cole Hardy, 6'3 sophomore. Number 22, Bennett Boss, a 6'2 freshman. And number 34, Gabe Quanis, a 5'10 senior. So a little bit of length on their side, 6'3, 6'3, 6'2, 5'11, and 5'10. But the Warriors have faced good length in several other games so far this year and have come out victorious. Warriors with victories over Kennedy and Burns and Lapine in succession to start the season. And so at 3-0, they come into this game against Salem Academy really feeling pretty good about their play. It's gotten better each game as kind of guys taking on roles they haven't had to have before. You think really out of those five last year, Kodiak started but really wasn't a focal point of the offense, really didn't have a lot of responsibility other than to kind of be the garbage guy out there for rebounds and defense and some points here and there, but not a lot of expectations on him with Derek Stearns in there and Dylan Stearns also. There was a lot of length besides Kodiak. Sam White had a role last year as kind of the first guard off the bench. And, you know, his scoring was kind of a bonus. Most games it wasn't critical, but he wasn't a starter. He wasn't one of the big scorers, and so there wasn't a lot of pressure on him to game in, game out, be that guy. And then you bring other starters in like Tyler Parr and Jason Nelson, guys who were Jason came off the bench last year and just kind of had that role of fitting in with whoever else was in the game at the time. And now as a starter, he has a, especially on the defensive end, has a significantly more large role in terms of what the Warriors are trying to do. And then finally you add Zach Blake into this mix, who first year here in Amity and still learning how to play with these teammates and what they like to do and where they're going to be and just trying to fit in. But just an outstanding scorer, especially from the perimeter, great ball handler. And an excellent passer as well. And we've seen all facets of his game on display so far this year. But we also see him kind of figuring out how to not force things. First game out, came out hot, and then kind of forced some things against Kennedy and tried to figure out how to get his teammates involved a little bit more against Burns and Lapine and did a better job, realizing that, hey, there's going to be lots of opportunities to get shots in the game. You just have to be patient and not try to force things. And he's not used to having this kind of talent around him. You know, he's got a kid in Sam White. As we're watching him shoot out here during warm-up, Sam's standing out there about, 26, 27 feet, Derek, and just draining threes. You know, and so when you've got a kid like that out there, that takes a lot of pressure off of Zach to feel like he has to be the man. All right, we're going to take a break here, about 6 minutes and 20 seconds to go before tip-off. We'll be back with some more information and to get things set up for the beginning of this hopefully exciting Warrior night of basketball. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Blue Water Drilling, we've been proud to serve our Yamhill County customers for over 40 years. Hi, this is Dave. Remember, no two wells are alike, but the quality you get remains the same. For a free estimate or advice about your groundwater needs, call us at 503-868-7878. Blue Water Drilling. Since 1964, you get quality because we care.
95 years in the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. This idea continues to guide our decision making and strengthens our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. We're located in McMinnville Amity, Carlton, Newburgh, and Sheraton. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays here in Yamhill County. First Federal, we're here for you. Visit us online at www.firstfedweb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
99W, as it enters Newburgh, might as well be called Electric Avenue, because the three most exciting electric cars in America are right here at Newburgh Ford. Focus Electric gets 110 mpge and goes nearly 80 miles on a single charge. C-Max Energy and the amazingly attractive Fusion Energy are both rated at 100 mpge and can drive unlimited ranges as 47 mile per gallon hybrids. Stop wasting money at the pump and come see us today at Newburgh Ford, where we just work harder for you.
Thank you. My car's like new. J&W CarStar will do the same for you.
J&W CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts is truly a great business. Our friendly staff and great technicians make your problem dents go away with ease. We guarantee it for as long as you own your car, so come see the people who care.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mac, serving Yamhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing and trophies is their phone number, 503-472-0119. 95 years in the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. This idea continues to guide our decision-making and strengthens our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. We're located in McMinnville, Amity, Carlton, Newburgh, and Sheraton. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays here in Yamhill County. First Federal, we're here for you. Visit us online at www.firstfedweb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
99W, as it enters Newburgh, might as well be called Electric Avenue, because the three most exciting electric cars in America are right here at Newburgh Ford. Focus Electric gets 110 mpge and goes nearly 80 miles on a single charge. C-Max Energy and the amazingly attractive Fusion Energy are both rated at 100 mpge and can drive unlimited ranges as 47 mile per gallon hybrids. Stop wasting money at the pump and come see us today at Newburgh Ford, where we just work harder for you.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, Amcraft Cabinets of McMinnville strives to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in 7 shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your vision. The friendly, courteous staff will help you select your dream cabinets from their vast inventory. Cabinet designs pleasing to the eye and to the budget. Amcraft Cabinets wishes the very best to the Dayton Pirates and the Amity Warriors in the state playoff.
Welcome back to Warrior Basketball. Jeff Clark coming to you live from Salem Academy High School. I've got Derek Barnett with me here, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to get him to say anything tonight. He's mainly just listening. However, we were just talking about some of the upcoming changes. As you know, we've got a redistricting that goes into effect next year, and Salem Academy, Blanchette will become league members along with Amity and Sio and Dayton and Yamhill Carlton of the new Pac West. San Diego Christian will leave. They'll go south into the league with Lapine and Cresswell. And Willamina will go west into a new coastal league. Westside and Horizon Christian will go into a Portland league. And Sheridan's dropping down into 2A. So Derek was just talking about they're going to have a meeting here in a week or two about what to do with football next year and whether or not they want to keep football in the leagues that the basketball and volleyball be in, or whether or not they want to do special districts and maybe have fewer football leagues but combine them in so they're more competitive and a little deeper and you're not looking for quite so many non-league games. So we'll keep you updated on information around that as that develops. So the Warriors being introduced right now. Sam White, 5'10 senior. Zach Blake, a 5'10 senior. Jason Nelson, a 6'2 senior. Kodiak Yeager, a 6'2 I'm going to go 6'2" senior. They list him at 6', but he's not 6'. He's at least 6'1½, maybe 6'2". And Tyler Parra, 6' junior, the fifth starter. Salem Academy will start 6'3" Hayden Wakefield, 5'11" Luke Miller, 6'3" Cole Hardy, 6'2" Bennett Boss, and 5'10" Gabe Quanas. So the Warriors will have their work cut out for them here in terms of the length of the Crusaders, but the Warriors are a more experienced team, and I think the guard play of the Warriors is just really hard for other teams to match up against. Between White and Blake, both of them are comfortable out to 24, 25 feet on the floor, and what that does to a defense is just a tremendous amount of pressure, because not only are these guys shooters, but they can put the ball on the floor and beat you off the dribble. And if you've ever played basketball, trying to guard somebody 25 feet from the basket is almost impossible without some help. And as soon as the help defense comes, that's when the passing kicks in, and then that's when you start creating things for your teammates.
I will say, I'm curious to see how these boys come out and play. Wouldn't say bad blood, but maybe a little sour taste on the last time we played them.
Last time we played them, Derek, referencing the state third place game where Warriors and or fifth place game. Fifth place game?
Fifth place game.
Where the Warriors lost a wacky game on a five-point play. And if you remember listening to that game, it was just absolutely crazy. They called a foul on a screen, on one of our players trying to get through a screen, and they said simultaneously one of the Salem Academy players made a three and gave the other guy two foul shots and just really swung the momentum of the game. Warriors win the tap, except that Salem Academy steals it. So good job by Kodiak to get up and bat that, but it's taken away. Quanis up top with it. Swings it left side. Now they reverse it to Quanis on the right angle. He dumps it down low to Boss. Boss turns to the rim and lays it up and in. A 6'2 freshman with the first 2 points of the game. Spun back to his right shoulder, put it up with the left hand, and rolled it across the front of the rim. White with the ball out top. Swings it to Jaeger on the right wing, extended. Jaeger now to Blake out top. Swings it back to White. White looking for a cutter, not there, to Jaeger. They'd like to go inside. They've got this defense really spread out. White crosses over, gets to the foul line. His pass intended for Jaeger off somebody's knee and stolen away by Wakefield. They get it ahead. There's a three-pointer. Left angle, no good. Par with a good box out. Miller had the three-point attempt that missed. Nelson in the open floor leaves it for White. White, 22-footer, a little long. And Quanis with the rebound. Quanis working on Blake. Blake forces him towards White, and White picks him up. Out on top to Miller. Miller swings it right side to Wakefield. Wakefield for three. He hits it, and it's 5-0 Salem Academy just like that. They hit two of their first shots. Coming the other way, Tyler Parr misses the three. Ball tipped by White. Rebound pulled in by Boss, the freshman. They throw it ahead, and there's a lay-in at the other end by Wakefield in transition, and it's 7-0 in favor of Salem Academy. Warriors off to a slow start. Blake dribbles it off his foot, loses it. Ball's pulled out of there. They get it to Quanis. Quanis in the open floor throws it to Wakefield. Left wing three-pointer, no good on this one. Rebound by Kodiak. Jaeger throws it ahead to Blake. Blake in the open floor takes it up with the left hand and scores. Jack Blake in the open floor. Nice pass by Kodiak Jaeger for the assist. 7-2. Warriors down 5 here early in the first quarter, about 2 minutes in. Wakefield on the left wing with it. Looking inside. Now hits a high post. That's Hardy. Hardy rotates it over to Miller. Miller back to Hardy. Hardy tries to drive. His pass picked off by Nelson. Nelson up the right side, ahead to White. White will take it in, and the ball stripped out of his hands and out of bounds. White complaining that he was fouled, but a good play by Hardy apparently to strip that. The official had a good angle on it and said there was no contact. Warriors will inbound right side of the key on the baseline. White with it. Warriors do a double stack up by the foul line. They kind of run a little X there. They get Blake. Right wing three-pointer. Good! Zach Blake with 5 points to get things started here, and it's 7-5 Salem Academy. Quanis with the ball at the point. Swings it to Wakefield on the right angle. He starts to drive on Nelson. Cut off. Takes a tough 12-footer on the baseline and hits it. That's a good shot by Hayden Wakefield, 6'3 junior. And he has 7 points in this game, 9-5 Salem Academy. White with it. Top of the key extended. Working on Quanis. crosses him over, loses the ball, and it's picked up in the open floor by Miller. Miller drives on Nelson, and he's going to be bumped by Nelson on the pass off. First foul of the game on either team. 5:17 to go, first quarter. Warriors down 9-5. So it'll be Salem Academy ball on the baseline, right side of the key. They'll box it up there. Miller to trigger it in. Throws down the corner, Wakefield for three, hits it. Well, I think the Warriors are going to have to change up the defense a little bit, Derek, because Wakefield can shoot. He has 10 points in this game already. They throw it into Jaeger. Jaeger turns, tough shot, hits a little turnaround from about 8 feet. First 2 points of the game by Jaeger, it's 12-7. There's a drive by Kiwanis with the left hand. He gets the shoulder on White and is able to finish at the rim, 14-7 Salem Academy. Blake brings it the other way, pulls up, 22-footer, short off the front of the rim, rebound by number 22, Boss. Boss throws it out to Wakefield, picked up by Parr there on the wing. Back to Boss, to Kiwanis now. Kiwanis, three-point range, starts to drive, backs it out. White comes out with him, swings it right side to Miller. Miller looking for a cutter through, nothing there. He hits Hardy. Hardy over to Wakefield. Wakefield for three, and he hits again. Wakefield with 13 points, and I don't think he's missed anything yet. 5 out of 5. Nelson will take a timeout. It's a 17-7 game, and, you know, this is one of those things you just have to withstand when this happens. Somebody gets that hot, and we've seen it before. We've done it to people. We've had Devin McShane or Dylan Stearns come out and hit three or four threes in a row, and it can be demoralizing to another team. But it's just one of those things that helps you grow and mature as a team. When somebody does this to you, you call a timeout, you settle things down, you make sure you're getting a hand on his face, you try to be a little bit more physical with him on the perimeter, make him have to work a little harder for those shots, maybe take one more step out on the three-point line. Wakefield's shown range out to about 22, 23 feet there, and he's got a pretty quick release. But I think it's just something where somebody's going to have to take it upon themselves to just step up and play better defense on him. And it's just a 10-point game early in the game here. We're not even midway through the first quarter. Offensively, the Warriors are okay. Defensively, got to figure out how to stop Wakefield. Wakefield listed at 6'3". I don't think he is. I think he's about 6'1 and a half, 6'2". But he's got pretty long arms and definitely has a quick release and is comfortable shooting the ball. One of the shots he hit there on the baseline was really tough. A little fading 10-footer.
That's a next-level shot there.
It is. And you got to think a kid's not going to stay that hot. Blake drives baseline, little floater there, no good. Ball corralled by Kiwanis. Kiwanis pushes it ahead to Wakefield. Wakefield pulls up at the three-point line. This one's a little short, and the rebound tipped ahead by Kiwanis. Kiwanis had it. Kodiak tips it away, takes it in, and the foul by Kiwanis. Thought he had a block. He might be deceptively athletic. I don't know. He doesn't look like that good of an athlete. He looks like a defensive tackle a little bit. But he got up and swatted that shot away. Kodiak going to go to the line to shoot two, though. 17-7. 4:02 left to go in the first quarter. Jaeger to the line. Try to cut into this 10-point lead. Jaeger, Blake, Parr, White, and Nelson on the floor for the Warriors. Jaeger misses the first one. That one rolled around, hung up there about as long as it could, and then rolled off. Second one, short. So Jaeger misses a pair here early in the game. Kiwanis with the ball. Kiwanis swings it right side to Wakefield, looking for a cutter. That's Kiwanis. Kiwanis takes up, blocked by White, and then we're going to call a foul, I think, after the shot on the rebound. No, they're going to give Kiwanis. This was a late call. Boy, that was I think the outside official was waiting for the inside official to make the call. There wasn't one. It's going to be on White, though. His first foul, second team foul on the Warriors. So Kiwanis to the line, the lefty, short on the first one. Gabe Kiwanis, a 5'10 senior. He'll have one more here. Parr and Jaeger down low to box out. Doesn't matter. Kiwanis makes the second one. Extends the lead 18-7. White brings it up, crosses over, backs up now, gives it to Jaeger. Jaeger will drive, spins back to the middle of the key, little hook shot up, and it drops in. Kodiak Jaeger with 4 points. That's a nice move there. He started out near the top of the key, drove down the left side, spun back to the right hand, and finished strong. Kiwanis misses, and the ball is knocked out of bounds. little disagreement as to who knocked it out. Warrior fans thought that went out off of Salem Academy, but the officials, and now they do, they change it. So Scott was right. 18-9, Warriors down. 3:30 left to go in the first. White will bring it up. The Warriors get that call corrected there. Nelson on the left wing, looking inside to Parnot. There goes to Jaeger. Jaeger spins, gets into the lane, right to the basket, and scores. They haven't figured out how to stop Kodiak on that little drive and spin move there. This one, he spun back to the left side and finished right in front of the rim. So he's gone down the left side of the lane and down the right side of the lane. They go in the low post to Miller. He kicks it out. Kwanis now with the ball out on the perimeter. White backing him out a little bit, staying up tight on him. They swing it over to Boss. Boss looks inside, not there, hits Wakefield popping out. Nelson taking on the defensive assignment there. Kwanis on the curl by the elbow. He knocks it down. Gabe Kwanis with five. Nelson going inside to Parr. Parr right to the rim. His shot blocked and a foul called on Cole Hardy, the 6'3 sophomore. Good move with the left hand by Tyler Parr. The Warriors will go back to the foul line, down 20-11. Pretty hot first quarter shooting for the Crusaders. 2:40 left to go. They've got 20 points on the board. And they're not doing it in transition. They're doing it out of the half court for the most part there. Parr hits the first. Cuts the lead to 8. He'll have one more. Freshman Josh Wart coming into the game here for the shooter. Second one by Parr. Good. Parr out with 2 points there. And into the game, Josh Wart. So a little more length for the Warriors. Maybe a little bit more low post scoring. Kwanis brings it up. Swings it right side to Wakefield down in the corner. Now they come back to Kwanis on the right wing. Finds Wakefield left side for three. No good. And Wart tips it once, twice. Nelson comes down with it. Nelson pushes up the left side of the floor in transition. Crusaders back on defense. Is it a White? White fakes the three. Back to Nelson. Nelson left wing three-pointer. No good. Ball tipped by Blake and out of bounds to the Crusaders. 20-13 Salem Academy. 2:12 left to go first quarter. Got a timeout on the floor here for one of the Crusaders to tie a shoe. And Salem Academy will bring it up the floor. Gabe Kwanis, senior point guard with the ball. Crosses the timeline. Goes left over to Miller. Miller, Blake on him. Blake knocks it away and out of bounds. Miller will inbound just to the left end of the Warriors bench, right by the scorers table there. Warriors bench on the, as we're facing the scorers table on the right side, the Crusaders on the left side. Warriors going right to left here in the first half. Wart knocks it away and then picks up a cheap foul on Miller, on Coase, or Boss, excuse me. First foul on Wart. 13 foul on the Warriors, 2 on the Crusaders so far. 2 minutes left to go first quarter. Boss inbounds. Gets it to Kwanis. Kwanis left side to Miller. Miller back over to Kwanis. They dump it in low. Jaeger tips it away. White harassing out there. Ball knocked loose by the Warriors. They get it back inside. Kick it out left side to Boss. Boss knocks down a little 8-footer. So kind of a little broken play there, but they end up getting a short jumper out of it. Warriors doing a good job of harassing the passing lanes. Jaeger, three-pointer left side, no good. Rebound, Miller. Miller wheeling, dealing up the middle of the floor. Takes it all the way in. Misses. Jaeger with the rebound. Jaeger ahead to Blake on the left wing. Zach pulls up, three-pointer from the angle. Good! Zach Blake, calm as can be, knocking down the three. Minute 13 to go, 22-16. Warriors down 6. Kwanis drives, his shot blocked by White, and then off the hands of Boss and into White's hands, but Sammy was standing out of bounds. Minute 7 to go. Crusaders will inbound right side of the key on the baseline. They stack it up. They go in the corner to Boss. Boss out to Kwanis on the right angle. Back down in the corner. Wakefield for three. No good. Off Wart and out of bounds. Caught that kind of front edge of the rim and just came straight down before Josh got his hands up. 1 minute even to go here in the first. Warriors have withstood this incredibly hot shooting. There's a loose ball. Wart picks it up, throws it ahead to Blake. Blake in the open floor, takes it up. Ball stripped. White gets it back, lays it up and in. Jaeger's going to get called for a technical, though, for hanging on the rim. He went up thinking the shot was going to go up, The shot never went up because the ball got stripped out of Blake's hands. Jaeger grabbed the rim, was hanging on it when White got the rebound and put it up and in. So
it's unfortunate we're trying to be proactive there.
Yeah, Kodiak was trying not to land on anybody in traffic when the shot didn't go up. I think he was surprised. He was going up for a rebound and then found himself kind of in no man's land. They're going to say no basket. Scott wants the basket for the Warriors. The officials say they're talking now out at half court about this. Clearly, Kodiak was hanging on the rim before Sam shot the ball. There's question about it, but they don't have replay, and so it'll be whether or not the officials can figure this out or not. If it's clearly the ball wasn't through the rim yet, even if he had let go of it, it'd be offensive basket interference. I don't think it's that hard of a call for the officials.
It shouldn't be, no.
But they're still talking about it out at half court. The question is probably whether it should be a technical foul or not. He was not hanging on the rim out of, like, after a dunk or out of showmanship. He was hanging on the rim to try to keep, I think, from falling on somebody. When the ball didn't go up, he was surprised, and his reaction was to grab the rim since he was already up there. So the officials debating this, and I think it's just whether or not they're going to call a technical. Clearly the basket shouldn't be good. 22-16, Warriors down six, 53.7 seconds left to go first quarter. We'll get that out. And now they're going to talk about this. There is no basket. And they're going to say there was a technical foul. So the foul on Jaeger, his first. That'll put Wakefield at the line. He calmly buries the shot. They'll have one more. So an unfortunate turn of events there. The Warriors had all the momentum going. It was a nice play by one of the Crusaders to strip the ball. And then just led to an unfortunate sequence there. Warriors should have gotten 2 points out of that. Instead, Salem Academy gets 2 points out of it. So a four-point swing there, 24-16, should have been 22-18. So Warriors will have to battle back from that. Hardy to inbound for Salem Academy here on our side, the fan side of the court here. The teams are on one side, fans are on the other side here at Salem Academy. Kiwanis with the ball. Brings it across half court over to Hardy. Hardy looking inside. Can't get it there. They pop it out. There's a three-pointer. No good. Rebound by White. Three-point attempt was by Miller. White crosses over, gets inside, jumps up, pulls up, can't hit it. Jaeger misses the putback attempt. Ball's loose and pulled out of there by number 15, Dobson. Dobson gives it to Kiwanis. 25 seconds left and counting in the first quarter. Throw it inside, knocked away by Nelson, trying to go inside to Boss. Nelson knocks it out of bounds on the baseline. Salem Academy will inbound out there about 10 feet from the left sideline. They get it into Boss. Nelson on him tight. Boss picks up his dribble, throws it out top to Kiwanis. Kiwanis, 13 seconds left. Down the left corner, pull up, back out to Boss. Boss to Kiwanis out top with 6 seconds. Kiwanis working on Nelson, steps back, crosses over, gets in the lane, puts up a little left-hand floater, no good. Ball tipped up, no good by Hardy. And so after one quarter, it is Salem Academy 24, Amity 16. This is Warrior Basketball on KLYC.
Fastenal McMinnville, sponsoring sports on KLYC. If you're looking for fasteners in industry, or if you're just a private citizen, you want a nut or a bolt hard to find, Fastenal, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street. And there's a promotion going on right now. If you go in and buy $1,500 in DeWalt power tools, talk to Scott, and they'll make a deal. Fastenal, McMinnville, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street, McMinnville.
Welcome back to Warrior Basketball. Warriors down 24-16 after one, but it could have been a lot worse. Wakefield cooled off a little bit, missed his last three shots, I believe, after hitting his first five. He finishes the first quarter with 15 points, though. Warriors were led by Blake with 8. Jaeger had 6, Parr with 2. Also for the Crusaders, Boss with 4 and Kiwanis with 5. So the Warriors withstand incredibly hot quarter there by Hayden Wakefield, 6'3" junior guard, and battle their way back into this, and if not for just an unfortunate situation, would only be down 4. But they find themselves down 8. Nelson to White. Back to Nelson on the right wing, now to Blake. Blake on the right angle extended. on top to Wart. Wart swings it to Jaeger, to Nelson on the left wing. They go to Blake down low on the baseline. He dribbles out. Ball tipped away from him and stolen. Taken in and fouled is Josh Miller. I don't know if that's going to be on Blake or Sam. Good defense by Miller. Take the ball from Blake. Blake just never seemed to have that ball under control the whole time there. This one's going to be on Blake. That is his first foul. 15 foul on the Warriors, just two on the Crusaders. So to the line, 6 foot senior Josh Miller. First shot, good. He'll have one more. Nope.
Oh, counted the basket.
Oh, they counted the basket. I did not see that go in. Thank you, Derek. So, three-point play. No. So, I'm confused. It's 25-16. It was 24-16 before that free throw. I don't know what the score is. They only gave him one free throw. I'm not sure what's going on. So, we were 24-16 at the end of the quarter. It's 25-16 now. They only gave him one free throw. I don't think the shot went in.
Yeah, I think they're talking about it right now,
actually. I think he should be shooting one more free throw down there. And now we're going to have that conference at the scorer's table by the officials. But there was no basket. That ball didn't go in. Blake did a good job of fouling him, and Sam helped contest that. And so the officials struggling here a little bit in this game. These Salem officials. Early season for them also. And somebody lost track of the play and what happened on the floor. Scott talking with head coach Larry Sutherland, trying to make sure they both probably know what happened. It's funny sometimes that officials won't listen to the coaches. Even when both coaches agree what happened on the floor, the officials will tell them to be quiet. They want to figure it out. It's like, look, we're in agreement on the sideline. Isn't that good enough that we can just go with that? But... And in basketball, you see that a lot because the coaches are close together and I actually have a lot of conversations during the game back and forth sometimes, especially in preseason action like this. It might be less likely for a Dayton and Amity coach to agree on anything. So they're going to say Miller should be shooting one more shot, which is what I thought all the time, Derek. Pretty sure I didn't mark him down for scoring there. All right, 25-16. Miller will go back to the line. Technically, they should put some time back on the clock. They let about 8 seconds run off there.
I think it's what Scott's talking about right now.
Right. Warriors may need every second tonight. Scott says, come on. The official starts to walk away, and Scott says, clearly time ran off the clock. You allowed us to bring the ball up the floor. Scott says, the ball went out of bounds at the other end. How can time not have run off the clock? Just make a guess here, but put some time back on. And the official stands there with his hands behind his back, patiently listening to Scott. Scott keeps putting his hands up, saying, what's going on here? Why would you not put time back on? And the officials are not going to. Just shaking his head as he heads back to sit down. Just in disbelief.
Talking about that, but they also got a foul call on Salem Academy down here in this end. So right. He wants that too.
Yeah, exactly. Wants them both. Miller hits the second. 26-16 Warriors back down by 10. This is where they found themselves early in the first quarter. Warriors haven't been able to get their offense going here in about 10 minutes of actual clock time. Wart down low, spins, goes to the right hand, fouled, no call, and pulled out of there by Dobson. They get the ball ahead to Quanis. Quanis on the right side. You get it out to Boss out on top. Boss swings it left side back to Quanis. Quanis to a popping out Dobson, top of the key. Swings it over to the right side. Boss pulls up. Swings it back to Miller. Without Wakefield in the game, their offense struggles to find anything here quickly. There's a missed shot by Hardy. Wart with the rebound. Throws it ahead to Blake at half court on the left side. Blake crosses over, goes baseline, brings it out the other side. Reverse lay-in, up and in! Tack Blake with a sweet, sneaky move there along the baseline. Makes it 26-18. Blake with 10 in the game. So drive baseline, and Miller puts it up, misses. Blake with decent defense there. Wart with the rebound. Head to Blake. Blake down to Jaeger. Right corner. Pulls up his dribble. Out to Wart. Wart hesitation. Flips it to Nelson on the baseline. Little 10-footer. No good. He's got to make that shot. Wide open. Ball tipped loose by Wart. Picked up by White, though. White pulls up. 23-footer. No good. Knocked to the floor. No call. Loose ball. Tied up inside between Wart and number 13, Hardy. Blake over talking to the official about I think about Miller using the elbow when he drives baseline. McNulty in, White out. 26-18, Warriors down 8 early in the second quarter. Juanis with the ball. Juanis hasn't come out of the game yet for Salem Academy. I'm not sure who their backup point guard is. We haven't seen anybody else handle the ball yet for them. Juanis on the right angle with it now. Working on McNulty. Hits a popping out. Boss looks left side to Dobson. Dobson can't get it in. Back out on top to Hardy. Hardy, his pass knocked away by Jaeger, but Boss chases it down. He'll reset here. He drives down the right side, picks up his dribble. Back out to Juanis on the right angle. Juanis walks it back towards the top of the key, swings it left to Dobson. This is not a deep Salem Academy team. We're seeing that they really struggle without Wakefield in the game to figure out who's going to shoot the ball. There's a jumper, number 22. That is Boss with a jumper. He misses. Wart with his third rebound here of the first half. Zach Blake, hesitation, drives in traffic, draws the foul. That's going to be on Hardy, who was trying to get out of the way, but Blake just refused to let him get out of the way and drove all the way in. And I haven't figured out Zach Blake yet. I can't tell if all the sportsmanship is sportsmanship or if there's a little gamesmanship in there. Knowing Zach, I think there's a little gamesmanship.
Probably a little bit of both.
A little bit of both. He seems like a nice kid all the time. You know, he's new to our school. I haven't had any complaints about him at all. He's also savvy. We'll say that. Jaeger out and Tommy Jackson in. So it's Jackson, Ward, Blake, McNulty, and Nelson on the floor. Blake hits the first. Wakefield back in for the Crusaders. And the second one by Blake also. He's got 12 points in the game. Down to a six-point game. 26-20. Warriors trailing. Juanis swings it left side to Miller. Miller working on Jackson. Lowers his shoulder. Pushes off. Should be offensive. It is! Good job by Tommy Jackson to keep his chest there and keep giving ground. Frustrated Miller. Miller kept extending the arm against him.
It's not an easy thing for a high school kid to do, is stay in there and take those kind of charges.
It isn't, because they didn't call it initially. They let him bang him kind of three times before they finally called that arm extending. But good job by Tommy there. Good discipline. McNulty, top of the key, loses it. Juanis has it. It's on the floor. McNulty had it back. Juanis falls into him. McNulty gets it finally to Nelson. Nelson, kind of a semi-break here, drives in, scoops it to Wart. Wart lays it up, leaves it short. Josh was right at the rim. It looked like he wanted to dunk it. Ended up kind of leaving it short on the rim there. Juanis at the other end. Chance for the Warriors to cut that back to four. Wakefield drives right side. Nelson cuts him off. Wakefield falls. Ball's loose. Nelson with it in the open court. Takes it in. Lays it up and misses. Blake with the rebound. He takes it back up. He's going to get the lay-in. Jason Nelson, not sure what happened on that, but I'll hear it from him later. He'll tell me all about it. Wakefield at the other end misses the three. Nelson didn't box him out but beat him to the ball. And then we've got a jump ball as Nelson and Miller get into it physically a little bit there. 4:10 to go, second quarter, 26-22, Salem Academy. Salem Academy had 24 at the end of the first. They've scored 2 points in 3 minutes and 50 seconds here. Warriors did a much better job defensively, and we're going to have a full timeout taken by Salem Academy. You're listening to Amity Warrior Basketball. We'll be right back after this commercial message.
Mac Pack and Ship. When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac Pack and Ship. FedEx, DHL, and USPS authorized shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with a concern on doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide format printing, copies, and notary service. Hey, no job is too big or too small. They make it easy for you. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship. Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. 4:10 left, first half. Warriors trailing the Salem Academy Crusaders 26-22. and it was all Wakefield in the first quarter. He has 15 of their 26 points, but they haven't done much in the second quarter. There's a drive by Sam White, misses it right at the rim, a little up and under there, well defended, made it a tough shot. Kiwanis with the ball, swings it left side to Miller. Miller to Dobson, finds a cutter, Miller back out. They have two Millers on the floor, so it's not magic. Miller is everywhere practically. Miller to Wakefield. Wakefield D'd up by Sam. Gets it out to the other Miller. Miller drives, met at the rim. He misses the shot. Parr working on it. Miller gets the rebound. Out to Wakefield. Probably traveled, got away with it. Throws it up, no good. White with the rebound. White pushes up the left side. Now slows down. Hands it to Blake. Blake working on Miller. Drives. Tries to pass it. It's blocked by Wakefield. He tried to dump that to a cutting Tommy Jackson. Good play by Wakefield to block that. Kiwanis left side to Miller. Little runner. No good. Jackson tips it twice. McNulty had it. McNulty's got to get stronger with the ball. Ball's loose. Blake comes out of there with it finally at half court. He slows it down. Hesitates back by the left angle. Gets it to White. White, tough shot. Fouled. And he'll go to the line. Coming from behind, Wakefield tried to just crush the ball. And then he's pretty animated about getting the foul called on him. But even if he didn't hit him, it was just a bad decision on his part to take a big old swing at somebody from behind. And then the kid falls to the floor. It sure looks like you fouled him even if you didn't touch him. Sometimes officials go by appearance, not by actual contact.
Yeah, swing all the way through like that. You're going to get that call 90% of the time.
Just looks bad, especially from behind, coming across somebody. He falls down. White hits the first one. Sam White's first point of the game. He's had a couple of good looks. Hasn't been able to finish at the rim. He got one basket taken away from him by Kodiak hanging. Kodiak back into the game. Replaces McNulty. Joe's had a couple of things. He's just got to get strong with that ball. He's kind of reaches out for it instead of going and taking the ball. He's had a couple opportunities to make things happen. There's a miss by White. Rebound by Jackson. Back out to White for three. No good. Sammy not able to find the range so far tonight. Missed a couple of outside looks there. 26-23 Salem Academy. Offensive pace of this game has slowed down dramatically, and it's gotten more physical as well. Wakefield at the foul line pulls up, can't get his shot off because of Parr's help on defense there, helping Sam. Kiwanis with the ball. Jaeger switches on to him. Boss drives. Tough reverse lay and can't hit it. Parr with the rebound. Wheeling and dealing in the open court. Jaeger picks up the loose ball when he loses it. Now he whips it over to White. White backs it out. 2:17 and counting to go here in the first half. White on the right angle goes inside to Jaeger. Jaeger turns, stripped by Dobson on the help defense. Dobson comes out of there with it, puts the brakes on, gives it to somebody, and oh, I'm not sure where the foul was. I think they're going to call it on Sam White because that looked like a really good block by Zach Blake, but it's going to put Luke Miller on the line to shoot two. White with his second 16 foul for the Warriors, 6 also for the Crusaders. So both teams will be in the bonus the last 2:04 here of the first half. Miller makes a free throw. Pretty much been their whole offense here has been free throws this quarter. I think that's it. They've got 3 free throws so far. This will be their 4th attempt. He makes that. So all 4 Salem Academy points in the quarter from the foul stripe. Blake brings it up. Crosses over. Gets past his man. Steps through. Now leaves it for White. White, top of the key, little penetration, steps back, gets bumped, back to Zach. Blake, big step out, drives through, scores, and he's fouled! Zach Blake, a little magic trick with the ball there. His first dribble was about 8 feet from his body as he kind of just pushed the ball away from his body and then took a big step as he put the ball on the floor. Really nice move to get around the defender, and then he created a nice angle down the right side of the lane, kind of hung in the air, a little double clutch, laid it up and in after the contact. Blake at the line, rolls it around, won't stay. Tommy Jackson with the putback, no good. Jackson still battling, can't come out of there with it. Oh, rough miss. Oh, and there's a hard foul. I didn't see what happened, Derek. I looked down. Tell me what happened. Blake with a steal.
Blake had a steal there, pump fake, got up in the air, and
that was Boss
with the foul.
Boss with a pretty hard foul sent Blake to the floor. He walks it off a little bit. So I missed the steal. I looked down to mark it, and Zach Blake had a steal after the Jackson miss. Boy, Tommy with a great effort on that offensive rebound, put it right back up at the rim and just couldn't get it to roll in.
Yeah, that's what Tommy does when he comes into the games. He brings a lot of energy, gets those hustle boards and hustle points for these guys.
Does. Nelson going to be coming in for Blake here. 28-26. Warriors have this down to two. Blake with one more from the foul line. He hits perfect. So Zach will go take a break. Zach has, I think, 18 points right now here in the first half. But he's done it within the flow of the offense. He hasn't forced anything. They've run their offense. He's just been the guy that's ended up with the ball in his hands at the right time and been able to finish. There's a drive by Wakefield on the left side. Pulls up a really tough shot on the baseline. Can't hit it. Nelson with the ball on the rebound. Minute and a half to go. White ahead to Jaeger in the right corner. Looking for a cutter. Nothing there. Now he dribbles. Pulls up. Elbow jumper. No good. And it hits out of bounds. So air ball by Jaeger. Minute 17 to go, 28-27 Crusaders. Crusaders with 24 points in the first quarter, 4 in the second. Warriors had 16 in the first. They have 11 in this quarter. Kiwanis working right side. Jaeger on him, cutting him off. Cody Xay out of foul trouble today. That's been nice. And putting a lot of pressure on Kiwanis here on the perimeter. Now Kiwanis picks it up, throws down low to Boss. Boss working on Parr. Picks up his dribble. Parr making it tough for him. Kiwanis takes a deep three, banks it in. Yeah, I don't think he called that. Kiwanis, though, hits the three. He's got 8 points in the game. White all the way in with the left hand. Lays it up and in. Sammy White penetrating all the way in. He's got three in the game. 31-29. Warriors down two. Kiwanis, top of the key. Banked in a deep three from the angle last time down. Wakefield on the left wing gets a screen from Kiwanis. Gets to the foul line. Pulls up from about 13. Misses. White with the rebound inside. Good job by Sammy in traffic there. Sam's only 5'10", but he's got very good hops. Gives it to Parr. Parr, three-pointer right wing. Good! Tyler Parr steps up. He's got five in the game, and the Warriors have their first lead. 32-31 Warriors. Dobson in the corner to Kiwanis. Kiwanis swings it right side to Wakefield. Wakefield works off of Kiwanis' rub screen. Can't get the shot off. And that is the end of the first half with the Warriors taking a 32-31 lead, outscoring the Crusaders 16-7 in that quarter. Warriors were led in the first quarter. Zach Blake had 10 in the first quarter and then added another 8 points in the second for 18 first half points. Jaeger with six, Parr with five, Sam White with three. For the Crusaders, Hayden Wakefield had 15 points in the first quarter and he still has 15 points. Gabe Kiwanis, the point guard, has eight, including a banked-in three there that I didn't hear him call. Boss with four, Miller two, and Josh Miller two, and Luke Miller two for all the scoring. All right, well, can't say it wasn't exciting in the first half, Derek.
No.
And we will take a break here and be back in a few minutes with the second half. We've got about 9 minutes to go before second half tip-off, so enjoy some commercial breaks and a break from my voice. We'll talk to you in a few minutes.
Blue Water Drilling, we've been proud to serve our Yamhill County customers for over 40 years. Hi, this is Dave. Remember, no two wells are alike, but the quality you get remains the same. For a free estimate or advice about your groundwater needs, call us at 503-868-7878. Blue Water Drilling, since 1964, you get quality. Because we care.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mac, serving Yamhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing and trophies is their phone number, 503-472-0119.
99W is in Enners Newburgh, might as well be called Electric Avenue, because the three most exciting electric cars in America are right here at Newburgh Ford. Focus Electric gets 110 mpge and goes nearly 80 miles on a single charge. C-Max Energy and the amazingly attractive Fusion Energy are both rated at 100 mpge and can drive unlimited ranges as 47 mile per gallon hybrids. Stop wasting money at the pump and come see us today at Newburgh Ford, where we just work harder for you.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, Amcraft can Cabinets of McMinnville strives to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in 7 shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your vision. The friendly, courteous staff will help you select your dream cabinets from their vast inventory. Cabinet designs pleasing to the eye and to the budget. Amcraft Cabinets wishes the very best to the Dayton Pirates and the Amity Warriors in the state playoff.
Mac Pack and Ship. When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac Pack and Ship. FedEx, DHL, and USPS authorized shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with a concern of doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide format printing, copies, and notary service. Hey, no job is too big or too small. They make it easy for you. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship.
Blue Water Drilling, we've been proud to serve our Yamhill County customers for over 40 years. Hi, this is Dave. Remember, no two wells are alike, but the quality you get remains the same. For a free estimate or advice about your groundwater needs, call us at 503-868-7878. Blue Water Drilling. Since 1964, you get quality because we care.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Fastenal McMinnville, sponsoring sports on KLYC. If you're looking for fasteners in industry, or if you're just a private citizen, you want a nut or a bolt hard to find, Fastenal, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street. And there's a promotion going on right now. If you go in and buy $1,500 in DeWalt power tools, talk to Scott, and they'll make a deal. Fastenal McMinnville, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street, McMinnville.
95 years in the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. This idea continues to guide our decision-making and strengthens our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. We're located in McMinnville, Amity, Carlton, Newburgh, and Sheraton. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays here in Yamhill County. First Federal, we're here for you. Visit us online at www.firstfedweb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Thank you, my car's like new. J&W CarStar will do the same for you.
J&W CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts is truly a great business. Our friendly staff and great technicians make your problem dents go away with ease. We guarantee it for as long as you own your car, so come see the people who care.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, Amcraft Cabinets of McMinnville strives to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in 7 shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your vision. The friendly, courteous staff will help you select your dream cabinets from their vast inventory. Cabinet designs pleasing to the eye and to the budget. Amcraft Cabinets wishes the very best to the Dayton Pirates and the Amity Warriors in the state playoff.
Mac Pack and Ship. When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac Pack and Ship. FedEx, DHL, and USPS authorized shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with a concern of doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide format printing, copies, and notary service. Hey, no job is too big or too small. They make it easy for you. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship.
Fastenal McMinnville, sponsoring sports on KLYC. If you're looking for fasteners in industry, Or if you're just a private citizen, you want a nut or a bolt hard to find, Fastenal, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street. And there's a promotion going on right now. If you go in and buy $1,500 in DeWalt power tools, talk to Scott and they'll make a deal. Fastenal, McMinnville, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street, McMinnville.
Blue Water Drilling, we've been proud to serve our Yamhill County customers for over 40 years. Hi, this is Dave. Remember, no two wells are alike, but the quality you get remains the same. For a free estimate or advice about your groundwater needs, call us at 503-868-7878. Blue Water Drilling. Since 1964, you get quality because we care.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mac, serving Yamhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing and trophies is their phone number, 503-472-0119.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Jeff Clark, Derek Barnett coming to you live from Salem Academy, where the Warriors lead 32-31 at halftime against the Crusaders. Warriors struggled in that first quarter. They got down early. The hot hand of Hayden Wakefield for the Crusaders. Every time down the floor, he was hitting a two or a three. Scored 15 in the first. Warriors battled back, had a chance to cut it to four early in the, right off the bat in the second quarter. They were down six, but a Sam White lay-in didn't count because Kodiak Yeager was on the rim, and that was a technical foul. They went to the other end. One of the Miller kids hit a pair of foul shots and made it an eight-point lead. Warriors worked their way back on that in what was a less offensively explosive second quarter than the first quarter. Kind of chipped their way back, and took the lead inside the last minute to go in the second quarter. So we're about ready to go here, third quarter. No foul trouble for the Warriors. That's the good news. I think Sam White has two, and that's it. I don't think anybody else has more than one foul. Pretty good Warrior crowd here on hand. Warriors travel well, even when it's quite a ways to go. When it's only Salem, you're going to have 60 or 70 Warriors here, and that's what we've got in the crowd, plus the girls' team, the boys' JV, and so more Warrior fans here than there are Crusader fans.
We tend to travel pretty well.
Tend to, yeah. All right, so get my glasses back on so I can actually see numbers here. Warriors have the ball to start the second half. Nelson goes in the left corner to Sam. Sam drives, fouled, going to go to the line. Nope, they're going to say it was before the shot. So Warrior basketball. Crusaders pick up the foul on the drive. Let's see who it was on there. It's on 34. That's Kwanis. That is his second foul. Warriors inbound, little lob to Kodiak. Can't come down with it. It goes off his hands and out of bounds. So they ran that right to the front of the rim. Kodiak had a pretty good look, but could not come down with the ball, and turnover on the Warriors. Kwanis brings it up slowly. Looking left, gets it to Wakefield in the left wing. Nelson on him. Now to Boss. Boss picks up his dribble at the foul line as Tyler Parr cuts him off, gives it back to Kwanis on the left, on the right wing. Now to a popping out Hardy. Hardy working against Yeager, and they're going to have a foul maybe on Sam reaching in. I'm not sure. See who they haven't given a number yet. It's going to be side out of bounds. Nope. No, it is. On White, his third foul. So we talked about nobody in foul trouble except Sam with two. Sam now has three, and that'll get Sam out. Sam doesn't want to come out, but that's a good coaching decision by Scott to get him out right now. Keep him from picking up a fourth one here early in the third quarter. Brian Hatch into the game for the Warriors. So you lose a little offense with Sam out, but you don't lose any defense with Brian in the game. He'll do a good job on Kwanis. It's a drive by Miller. Pulls up. Blocked by Blake. Nelson tips it. Miller comes back down with it. Throws it out on the right side. Koss drives. Boss pulls up. He's fouled by Parr with a little bump. They've called that bump consistently all night. If you bump them with your hips while they're on the drive, you're going to get the call. Parr with his first foul. Second team foul on the Warriors, one on the Crusaders here. 48 seconds in, and we've had three fouls called in the third quarter. They throw it inside. There's a little alley-oop type of play to Hardy, and he lays it up and in from about 3 feet in front of the rim. Warriors at the other end. Blake for three, no good. Way off on that one. And Wakefield with the rebound to Kiwanis. Kiwanis across half court. Crosses over on Hatch. He tips the ball. Kiwanis gets it back. Swings it to Miller. Miller looking for a cutter. It's Kiwanis. Kiwanis, his shot blocked from behind by Nelson. And the ball out of bounds. Jason tried to save it, but it had already hit out of bounds after the block. So good help by Jason Nelson coming down from behind on Kiwanis to block the shot and almost get the save. Wakefield to inbound. Left side of the key on the baseline. They box it up. Lob it out in the corner. Nelson tips it out of bounds. It'll now be, no, they're going to say Nelson didn't tip it, but Hardy thought Nelson was going to tip it and didn't catch the ball, I guess. Interfered with him like a good defensive back would do. Blocked the vision of the receiver, and the ball just went out of bounds. Warrior basketball. Nelson swings it to Hatch, left side. Hatch dribbles across the top of the key. Bounce pass underneath to Nelson. Can't hang on to it. Finally gets it back out to Blake. Blake, left side, drives. Reverse lay-in up. Can't make it hit. Rebound, Jaeger puts it back up. No good. Ball's tipped out. Nelson with the offensive rebound. He steps out, gives it to Hatch. Hatch drives, little runner, no good. Hatch tips it, and finally the ball pulled down by Boss inside. Warriors with four chances there and couldn't convert. Hardy leaves it for Kiwanis. Kiwanis fakes the three, takes a dribble to the foul line, now gives it up to Wakefield. Wakefield right angle, dumps it in low post. Hardy working on Jaeger, kicks it out. Three-pointer top of the key by Boss. And they go up 36-32. Warriors haven't scored yet in the third quarter, 2 minutes and 10 seconds in. Jaeger, top of the key, gives it to Parr on the right side. Parr looking for a cutter. Tyler gets it to Brian Hatch in the right corner. Now inside to Nelson. Nelson, nice low post move, puts it up and in over the top of Hardy. Nelson with his first 2 points of the game. 36-34, Crusaders. Wakefield, low post. Boss working on Parr, jump hook, good. It's a nice little post move there by the 6'2 freshman. He's got their last 5 points. Puts it back to a four-point game. Nelson fakes with the three, goes in, drives, misses the running lay-in. Jaeger chases down the rebound. Gets it to Parr. Parr takes a three from the right angle, buries it. Tyler Parr is a fundamentally sound three-point shooter. He just rocks that thing back, uses very good technique, follows through well, gets his feet set. There's a rebound after the miss. They leak out to Parr. Parr fouled at the other end. Nice pass by Kodiak Jaeger. Grabbed that rebound off the miss, threw an outlet pass about 50 feet to Tyler Parr. Parr gathered it in, took it to the basket, drew the foul. He'll go to the line. Warriors are down 38-37. Parr will have a chance to change that. Parr will have two. First one rolls in. Tyler with a season high, 9 points tonight. The foul was on number 12, Luke Miller, his first. Parr misses the second one. So we've got a tie game at 38, 4:45 and counting to go in the third quarter. Kiwanis swings it to Wakefield, left side extended. They go low post, and we've got a foul on Kodiak Jaeger trying to spin around Hardy and make the steal. I don't think that's a good move by Kodiak. Hardy hasn't shown that he'll even make a post move if Kodiak stays behind him.
Yeah, he's always looking to pass out.
So trying to steal the ball just opens up an opportunity. They're going to throw it away, though, at the other end. Hardy trying to throw it out and threw it right past Miller towards the other end of the floor, and it'll be Warrior basketball, and it'll be way down on the other baseline. And see, that's a mistake by Salem Academy. They should have touched it right away, brought it out on the side. Instead, they let it go out of bounds on the baseline, and the Warriors get it right underneath their own basket, just to the right of the key, about 5 or 6 feet. Nelson lobs it into Jaeger, out on top. Jaeger, top of the key, crosses over, goes to the rim, draws contact, no foul. Nelson with the rebound, puts it up and in. Good job by Jason to stick with the play. Kodiak created it, couldn't finish, no foul called, but Jason, Johnny on the spot. Kiwanis crosses over, kicks it out. Wakefield, three-pointer, left corner, good. Nelson left him when Hatch got beat, And Wakefield gets his first basket since the first quarter. 18 in the game for Wakefield. 41-40. Blake right to the rim. Can't finish. Had it right up on top. And just had it roll off on him. Kiwanis brings it across. Working on Hatch. Hatch just has to play fundamentally sound defense and stay in front of him. Kiwanis at the foul line. 13-footer. No good. Hatch can't get the rebound. Nelson does. Nelson in the open floor. Working. Going to take Kiwanis right in. Right to the rim. Nelson can't finish. Got right there. Scott not happy with his son at all. Wakefield at the other end. Goes past Blake. Blocked by Nelson. Foul. Wakefield to go to the line. Scott not happy with Jason not finishing. I think Jason's coming out of the game. A little too much dipsy-doo and worried about somebody fouling you or blocking your shot. Just take it right to the rim when you've got the height advantage. When you're a state champion high jumper, kind of expect you to go up and over people, right? Wakefield hits the first foul shot. So Nelson out, McNulty in, White on the bench with three fouls, anxious to get back in, I'm sure. Excuse me. Wakefield hits a pair. So they've given him a wide open look from three-point range and now a couple of free throws to help get him back on track offensively. Not a good sign. Warriors down 43-40. Hatch swings it to McNulty. Now to Blake. Blake out on top. Tyler Parr, three-pointer straight away. That one an air ball, and it hits on the baseline. Talked about Tyler being a fundamentally sound shooter. He is. He just didn't get his legs underneath him on that shot.
Fading away a little bit from the yep. hoop on that one. So,
and he'll get a break. Bring Josh Ward into the game so the Warriors get a little bit bigger inside. Kiwanis brings it down. 3 minutes and some change to go here in the third quarter. Warriors down three. Low post. Shot blocked by Jaeger. Gets it back. Jaeger blocks it again, but it goes in. That is Cole Hardy working hard underneath there. 45-40. McNulty left wing. Looks inside. Gets Wart. Wart turns. Kicks it out. Hatch, three-pointer. Right angle. Good! Brian Hatch got his feet set and did a great job following through on that shot. Cuts it to two. 45-43. Brian with his first points of the game there with that three-pointer. Miller working on Hatch. Throws up a really, really tough off-balance right-handed. I don't know what that was off the glass, but in it goes for Josh Miller. He's got 4 points in the game. It's 47-43. That's pretty good defense by Brian Hatch. 2.5 minutes to go. Warriors down four. Blake hasn't scored this quarter. Go down inside to Ward on the left block. He turns, goes right to the rim, lays it up and in. Josh Ward with a nice under-control move there. And Josh has his first basket of the game. Kiwanis loses the ball out on top. Hustles back to get it at the center circle. Gives it to Hardy. Hardy drives. Kicks it back out to Kiwanis. Puts up a 21-footer. No good. Loose ball inside. Miller gets it. Lays it up. Draws the foul and scores. Zach Blake got out of position on that. Chasing the rebound. And then found himself behind Miller. Reaching in as Miller went up. So Miller with a chance to make this a 5-point lead with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. I don't think we're going to see Sam until the fourth quarter here, Derek.
Yeah, probably not. Not much of their foul trouble we have, so might as well rest him a little bit and keep it close.
Miller hits the free throw. He's 3 out of 3 from the line now. Warrior ball down 50-45. Blake swings it to McNulty, looking inside. Can't get it in there. Now goes out to Wart on the left wing. Wart gives it to Hatch. Hatch fakes the drive, gives it to Jaeger inside. Jaeger, the ball stripped away by Miller, and then a reach in on Kodiak. Can't tell you how many times that happens with Kodiak. He either misses a shot, turns the ball over, and then commits a reach in foul out of frustration, trying to apply some pressure defense, and he gets a little handsy in there. That's Kodiak's third now. Kodiak out, Tommy Jackson in. Jackson gave him a good lift last time he was in the game. Warriors down five. Crusaders ball. 140 and counting to go here in the third. Good early season test for the Warriors. Kiwanis drives. Puts up a really, really tough scoop shot and knocks it in. Kiwanis with 10 points in the game. Blake drives. Ball knocked away from behind. Warriors basketball still. They'll have it on the far sideline. McNulty will inbound. Warriors down 7, 52-45. 1:22 left to go in the third. Tough man-to-man defense here by the Crusaders. McNulty will inbound down near the baseline, gets it out to Hatch by center court. Hatch crosses over, goes behind his back, falls down, loses it. Kiwanis with the ball, trying to do too much with the dribble. McNulty knocks it away, and it will be Crusader ball on the baseline. Over dribbling by Brian. I think he's coming out, and Jason's coming back in. Brian kind of knew it, I think. Minute 12 left in the third. Warriors down 7. Not a good quarter for the Warriors offensively here at all. They've scored 13 points, but it's been a ratty offensive set each time down. Wakefield, tough off-balance jumper, no good. Wart high for the rebound. Ball knocked out of his hands. He's got to secure that better. Ball tipped out to Kiwanis near half court. Miller, right angle, runs down Blake. Offensive foul. Nice job, Zach Blake. Got in front of Kiwanis and took that charge. Blake took one over there against Gearhart, who goes about 6'2", 250. All game long, nobody wanted to get in that kid's way because he was just playing like an old man down there, just barreling people over. And finally, Zach stepped in and took a foul on him and put him on the bench with his fourth. Great play by Zach. Warriors with the ball, 50 seconds and counting. Blake brings it across half court. Looking to see what they're doing here. Spread the court out a little bit. Zach dribbling way out. Waiting for something to develop here. Scott telling him what he wants from the sideline. Zach crosses over, spins all the way to the rim. His shot blocked. Wart with the rebound out to Nelson. Nelson to White. White in the game, pulls up from 10, buries it. So lots of action there. Moving the ball. Bodies are moving. The Warriors get a good look. Down 5 now. 15 seconds left to go in the third quarter. There's a steal by Josh Wart. He's in the open floor, takes it up, and lays it in. No, he had to have been fouled on that. No call. Wart misses the lay-in. Definitely contact on that. Kiwanis misses a three at the other end. Wart had a breakaway lay-in, and he was thwarted at the rim. Took it up with the left hand. Can't believe there wasn't contact on a breakaway lay-in like that. That's almost called automatically when somebody challenges a shot from the side like that, but no call. Warriors down 52-47 after three quarters. You're listening to Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be back after this message.
95 years in the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. This idea continues to guide our decision-making and strengthens our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. We're located in McMinnville, Amity, Carlton, Newburgh, and Sheraton. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays here in Yamhill County. First Federal, we're here for you. Visit us online at www.firstfedweb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. It will be Salem Academy ball to start the fourth quarter. 8 minutes to go in this one. Warriors down 52-47. And they have Wart, Jackson, Blake, Nelson, and White on the floor for the Warriors. Kiwanis hasn't come out of this game. He's played point the whole game for them. Warriors trapped now. Nelson with a steal. Nelson ahead to White. White lays it up and in. Sammy White caused that one. Nelson ends up with a steal, but I think Sammy might have got a tip on that. Kiwanis brings it back down. First time the Warriors have trapped all game. And then we've got a foul on Nelson, putting his hand on the hip. That one they call tight. They let Josh get bumped going in for a lay-in.
Well, they call an offensive foul here.
Okay. That makes a little bit more sense because, man, Jason didn't touch him much. So they call the foul on Kiwanis. No. Yes, on Kiwanis, his third, fourth team foul against the Crusaders. So a turnover on the point guard. I didn't see the push-off. I saw Jason put his right hand kind of on his hip, but he didn't push much. So I was surprised with the call. Nelson, left wing, pop out Jackson at the top of the key, gets it. Back to Nelson. Nelson circles around to the right wing. To Blake. Blake baseline right to the rim. Lays it up and in. Nobody came over on help defense. And Blake gets all the way to the basket for the lay-in. That's very poor defense by Salem Academy there in the half court. Down low. Turnaround jumper. Hardy knocks it down. That's a tough shot from about 8 feet. He had two guys, Jackson and Wart, coming across to challenge that. White, top of the key, misses the three. Jackson tips it out, can't save it. Miller ahead to Wakefield. Wakefield pulls up for the 20-footer. Air ball. Jackson with the rebound to Blake. 54-51, Salem Academy. Blake brings it down left side. Warriors in a tough one here tonight on Salem Academy's home floor. Hands back to Nelson. Nelson out in the corner. Sam White, no good. Sam cannot find the range tonight from three-point land. But he gets a steal. Crosses over. Goes with the left hand. Ball knocked out of bounds by Qantas. Tell you what, Qantas is a good athlete. He does not look as athletic as he is. Got great hands, good footwork.
Smart basketball player, too.
Yep. That was a tough play he just made on Sam to knock that ball out of bounds without fouling. All right, Warrior ball, left side of the key on the baseline. They get it into Wart in the corner, out to Nelson on the left wing. Sam White in the left corner. White hasn't hit a three all night. Back out. Now they go inside to Wart. Ball knocked away. Not a good entry pass there by Hardy. Or Hardy got the knock away. Nelson threw it when Wart didn't have good position. It's a drive by Boss. Right hand, up and in. And Sammy took a shot to the groin on that one. Took a little knee, I think, on the turn. 56-51. White drives, shuffles to Wart. There's a reach-in foul from behind on Boss. Did the 15 foul against the Crusaders. I think it'll be before the shot. Tyler Parr coming in. He comes in for Sam. That's a problem. When you give the indication you got dinged up a little bit, they might pull you out of the game, right?
Give you a little breather, get you back in. He'll be okay.
Sam not happy. He didn't want to come out of the game. Test his maturity there a little bit. Look at him antsy over there on the sideline. He wants back in bad. Nelson with the drive. Leaves it for Jackson. Out to Blake. Warriors down five. Blake crosses over. Gets in the lane all the way. Lays it up. Can't get it to stay. Jackson battling in there. Ball's loose on the floor. And we're going to end up with a timeout. Nice job. Zach Blake called the timeout. He saw Tommy Jackson with the ball and nowhere to go. And Blake called a timeout. That's an outstanding job by the senior. Sammy over there pleading his case to go back in. It's like, I'm not hurt. I need back into the game, coach. It's going to be a 30-second timeout, so we're going to stay right here. So Hayden Wakefield had those 15 points in the first half and didn't score in the third quarter. He's got five in this quarter, but the real story has been Boss and Hardy. Boss had four at halftime. He's got seven in this quarter. Hardy has four in this quarter. Or the second half anyway, not in this quarter, but in the second half, those two have done an outstanding job providing a little balanced scoring for the Crusaders. Warriors down five and the ball on the baseline. Nelson, Parr, Wart, Jackson, Blake on the floor. They run this double stack, two guys on each side of the key up by the foul line. They'll run a little. So the coach complaining about something. I don't know if he's complaining about Zach or somebody there with some contact. And now they're going to call a foul on Parr. So the coach works the official before the play even starts. And then on the hard screen, Tyler gets called for the offensive foul. Good job by their coach. Got to work those officials when you can. He didn't like the contact before the play, made it known, and made the officials aware of contact. And then the officials were quicker with a whistle. Warriors down five, Crusaders with the ball. Boss looks down deep to Miller, throws it away, it's saved back in, and Miller can't handle it. Boss can't handle it. Wakefield and Boss both going for the ball. Wakefield saved it, but he threw it right at Boss kind of hard, off him and out of bounds. Sam White back into the game. He's going to get Tom Jackson. Tommy going to get a breather. Good minutes for Tommy, though. Good hustle. Just what you talked about before, Derek. Just the garbage stuff that he does in the game that helps your team out. Blake, top of the key, works off a Parr slip screen there. Nelson fakes, reverse lane all the way, can't finish. Parr with the rebound, puts it up and in. Tyler Parr just kind of hanging out in the right spot there. Parr with 11.
Great box out by Wart there.
Wart on the other end, challenging the shot. There's a miss by Hardy. White with the rebound. Good job by Josh to challenge that shot. White, hesitation, gets in, shovel pass to Wart. Wart. Put it on the ground one too many times there. Parr picks it up, though. Goes out to Nelson. Nelson in the corner. Now down low to Wart. Wart gathers himself and scores. Josh Wart with his second bucket. Nice little hesitation. See if they're going to go for the pump fake. They didn't. Finish. Wakefield on the left wing. Takes it all the way in. Short arms it because of Wart coming across. Wart with the rebound. Nice job by Josh on the help defense. Got Wakefield to short arm that lay-in. White, top of the key, gets bumped, pulls up, hits it. He wanted the foul, and he was fouled. There's no question about it, but Sam White knocks down the jumper. Warriors up one. Six straight for the Warriors. At the other end, Quanos misses. Miller with the rebound and a jump ball as Blake reaches in and ties up Josh Miller. Good job by Zach Blake there. 4:20 to go in the fourth, and we're going to have a timeout taken. See if this is a full or a 30 here. This is going to be a full timeout, so we'll take a break. Warriors up 57-56, 4:20 to go here at Salem Academy. You're listening to KLYC.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
Uh-oh. Warrior basketball. As we come out of this timeout, got an uh-oh from Derek. What's the uh-oh, Derek?
Well, see, it looked like we changed some. You got Brian Hatch in to maybe keep Sammy out of foul trouble here.
And Sammy's sitting down at the end of the bench, not able to really process this, I don't think. He's struggling with Coach Nelson's decision. Coaches want him down by them. I don't think he understood why he was coming out, maybe. I think they're trying to protect him, like you said, a little bit.
No defense for offense here.
Yep, they need him in the game on the offensive end, not picking up anything cheap. Hatch in the game, out to Nelson in the right corner. Fakes a look inside, back to Hatch. Hatch goes into Wart, inside Wart, fouled as he goes up. I'm not sure that pass was for Hatch, or for Wart. I think it was for Parr. And it went right off of Parr's fingertips and into Wart's hands as he curled to the basket. Wart takes it up strong, draws the foul. He'll shoot two. Seventh or 16 foul on the Crusaders, so both teams in the one-on-one going forward. Wart from the foul line, a little strong. This is the first. And Josh is going to be a really, really good mid-range and further out shooter as time develops. Some of it, he hits the second foul shot. He's going to be a very good foul shooter as well. Some of it is just how quickly you need to shoot the ball at the varsity level versus what he's been able to do at a lower level. And you have to get that shot off quicker because guys close out. They try to go back door to Kiwanis as he slips the screen down the backside of the key, and they throw it away.
Ward did a good job there on defense, helped bump him off his path a little bit to help that out.
Warrior basketball up 58-56, 3:50 to go in the fourth quarter. There's a kick ball, no call there. Tyler Barrier's not playing. It's Tyler Parr. Kicks it out. Nelson, left corner three, no good. Wart's going to get a loose ball foul as he throws Hardy to the ground, I think, trying to get position. White going to come back in the game. They're going to shoot 1-1. I think Hardy will go to the line here to shoot. Hardy on the night has not been to the foul line. Be his first trip. Hardy, a 6'3" sophomore. He and Ward are going to spend a lot more time battling the next couple of years in that paint. Jaeger with three fouls, White with three fouls, both back into the game. Ward and Hatch sit down. Coach Wilson over there putting his arm around Josh and talking to him, giving him some instruction as he comes to the sideline. Hardy hits the first one. He'll have one more chance to tie the game up here with 3:38 to go. 18 fouls on the Warriors, 6 on the Crusaders. Hardy hits a pair. Good-looking foul shooter there. He's got 8 points in the game. White brings it up in a tie game. 3.5 minutes to go. Back door to Blake. Blake loses it, gets it back, gets his shot blocked, and then we've got a jump ball as he reaches in on number 12, Luke Miller, and ties him up. I think Zach would have been all right, but he lost the ball on the way up and then had to kind of regather himself and got his shot blocked. Alternating possession goes to the Crusaders. So, tie game. Kiwanis brings it up, swings it right side to Miller. Miller, they go back door again. White reads it and picks it off. Kiwanis knocks it out of bounds off of White. Again, those good hands of Kiwanis. He doesn't look like the best athlete on the floor. He's kind of stocky. Maybe he's shorter than White, I think. So, he's got to be about 5'8", 5'9". But, boy, he's got great hands. And good basketball IQ. Gets the ball into Boss. Moss back to Kiwanis. He's doubled. Now he gets loose. Flips it back. Fake by Miller. Miller going to be fouled by Parr. Travel. Oh, no, he's going to get called for the travel. He went flying to the floor. I thought they were going to call Parr for the travel on that, but Parr must have got all ball. Miller takes a hard fall there on the floor, but it's a turnover on the travel. 3-0-8. Good call by the official to not buy into just the physical action there and actually see what happened. Blake, Parr, top of the key, goes inside to Jaeger. Jaeger turns, lays it up short, battling, can't get it. Nelson comes out of there with the rebound. Another offensive rebound for Jason Nelson. He's got a bunch tonight. Gives it back to Jaeger in the left corner. Swings it to White. White puts up a three, buries it. Rattles the cage and gets it to drop. Sammy White with his first outside shot to go in tonight, and at a timely time. 2:38 to go. Kiwanis in the right corner. Warriors up three. Kiwanis loses it, gets it back. Out to Miller. Miller, foul line jumper, short. Ball tipped. White with the rebound. Open court transition. 3-on-1 for the Warriors. He leaves it for Nelson. Lays it up and in. Nice pass by Sam White. Jason and Blake, or Jason and Kodiak, right on the floor with him. Three-pointer the other way is hit by Cole Hardy. Wow, nice-looking shot out of Hardy there. He cuts it down to a two-point lead. Blake doubled at the top, backs it out, gets it to Sammy. 2 minutes to go. Warriors up 63-61. What an answer for Hardy hitting that three-pointer at the other end. Sammy, a little hesitation, gets past Kiwanis. Ball knocked away by Kiwanis. Gets it out in the corner, though, to Nelson, to Blake, now on the left angle. He'll back it out and run some more clock. Warriors have some good free throw shooters on the floor as well. Blake, much to the crowd's chagrin here, running clock. But if you're not going to come out and guard him, there's no reason to dribble in. Blake backs it out. Now the coach is for Salem Academy telling somebody to come out and guard him. He goes past his man, gets in the key, pulls up his shot, blocked. Jaeger had it off of one of the Salem Academy players. They've got some good length in there. They've blocked a lot of shots tonight. So Miller coming out. One of the Millers out. Wakefield back into the game. So it's Wakefield, Luke Miller, Boss, Hardy, and Kiwanis in the game. Actually, I have no idea if I'm saying it right. Blake drives, leaves it for Jaeger. Pump fake, lays it up and in! Kodiak Jaeger with the basket. 8 points in the game for Jaeger. And a nice assist by Blake. 65-61. Ball's loose. They chase it down. Miller has it out by half court. Under a minute to go. Warriors up four. Wakefield, left side, wants to put up the three. Couldn't get it off because of Nelson's defense. Gives it to Hardy. Hardy drives. And we're going to have a blocking foul on Jaeger. Wakefield, or Hardy will go to the line to shoot 1-1. Made his last two there. Hardy has 11 points in the game. Wakefield leads him in scoring. He has 20 in the game. Boss has 11. Hardy has 11. 10 for Kiwanis. Hardy now has 12 as he buries the foul shot. Josh Miller has 7 for them. Luke Miller with 2. So good balance scoring for the Crusaders tonight. Down 3. Second one, also good. Well, that's a kid that likes to be at the foul line, I think.
He had a big second half for him.
Yep. Yes, I think he had 2 points at halftime, and he has 13 now. So nice job by their sophomore. 30-second timeout taken on the floor. 49.3 seconds to go. Warriors up 65-63. It's going to be Warrior basketball. 19 fouls on the Warriors, 6 on the Crusaders. So a foul by the Crusaders will put somebody on the line to shoot 1-on-1. Warriors will have, I assume, the starting 5 on the floor when they come out of this timeout. The White, Blake, Jaeger, Parr, and Nelson on the floor. Nelson, I don't know if he's made a foul shot this year, though. He was 0 for 3 last game. He hasn't been there tonight. He might have made one this year. He's shooting like 15% from the foul line or something. So, but he's out there. He has a good stroke at the foul line. He just doesn't get there very often, and he hasn't been able to hit anything. They throw long to Nelson. Nelson breaks out. Parr hits him for the touchdown. Lay in Nelson, 67-63. They ran that earlier this year. What a great pass from Tyler Parr. And he finds Nelson again. Kiwanis with the ball. Whips it over. They get it left side to Miller. Looks inside. Not there. There's a steal by Sam White. White takes it in. Kiwanis can't catch him. Lay in Sammy White. Nice steal. That's going to probably seal this. The Warriors go up by six now. Kiwanis kicks it out. Wakefield for a deep three. No good. White with a rebound. And he is, should be fouled out there. Boss reaching over his back immediately, which was a smart thing to do, but the officials didn't blow the whistle immediately, which can lead to some tempers flaring if you're not careful. You get guys draping on each other trying to get the foul call. 16.6 seconds to go. Warriors up six. Sammy White going to the foul line. 69-63 Warriors. They close out this fourth quarter, this last minute or so, very well, especially on the defensive end. Couple of steals leading to lay-ins, or one steal leading to a lay-in, and a great inbounds play. White hits the first. Blake gets thrown to the floor by Hardy and looks at the official like, why was there no foul called there? White will have one more. Blake moves over to the other side, so he's not next to Hardy anymore. Watch Blake and see here, though. He tries to get around baseline. White makes a pair. And now we have a technical foul.
On 22 here.
Yeah. So you can hear the crowd in the background. We'll try to explain to you what's going on here. So on the first foul shot, Blake was on the left side of the key, got thrown to the floor by Hardy. He complains to the official about it, goes to the other side of the key, and gets held by Boss on the other side during the play, and they call a technical foul on Boss. I'm not sure what the technical was for. I don't know if he threw an elbow or did something. But then Zach, as the crowd is cheering, waves his arms in the air, which I'm sure he'll get a talking to from a certain head coach and maybe an athletic director about not encouraging the fans in a situation like that. White hits the first one. White hits the second one. Sam White with a nice fourth quarter. 73-63 Warriors. It's going to look like a blowout, but it definitely was not a blowout by any means. Boss pulled out of the game and put on the bench. I really don't know what the technical was for. Do you, Derek?
A little extracurricular activity after the ball went to the hoop there. So he just got pushed out and retaliated to whatever.
I know Zach was going pretty aggressively looking for to get past him for an offensive rebound potentially. Warriors with the ball. They can just run out the clock here. 12 seconds. McNulty with it. Almost falls down. Loses the ball to Wakefield. Smith on Wakefield. Wakefield comes down. Tries to pull up. Throws the ball away. Good job by Josh Wart to affect that pass. 1.1 seconds to go. Final score is going to be 73-63. Hard-fought victory for the Warriors tonight. Had to work through some foul trouble for Sam White and some bad outside shooting. Quite honestly, they really didn't get much going from the outside. They had to get a lot more going to the basket, but they stepped up and did it. And really on the defensive end after that first quarter made some really good adjustments on Wakefield and was able to keep him in check the rest of the game. Final score 73-63. We'll be right back after this commercial message with some scoring totals for you. This is Warrior Basketball on KLYC.
99W as it enters Newburgh might as well be called Electric Avenue, because the three most exciting electric cars in America are right here at Newburgh Ford. Focus Electric gets 110 mpge and goes nearly 80 miles on a single charge. C-Max Energy and the amazingly attractive Fusion Energy are both rated at 100 mpge and can drive unlimited ranges as 47 mile per gallon hybrids. Stop wasting money at the pump and come see us today at Newburgh Ford, where we just work harder for you.
Thank you, my car's like new. J&W CarStar will do the same for you.
J&W CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts is truly a great business. Our friendly staff and great technicians make your problem dents go away with ease. We guarantee it for as long as you own your car, so come see the people who care.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
95 years of the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. This idea continues to guide our decision-making and strengthens our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. We're located in McMinnville, Amity, Carlton,
Newburg, and Sheraton. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays here in Yamhill County. First Federal, we're here for you. Visit us online at www.firstfedweb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. Good night for the Warriors here. The Warrior boys in the air, the 73-63 win over the Salem Academy Crusaders. Warriors were led tonight by Zach Blake with 20, 18 for Sam White after a slow start, 11 for Tyler Parr, 8 for Jaeger, 8 for Nelson, 5 for Wart, 3 for Hatch. Good balance out of the Warriors offensively. Wakefield ends up leading the Crusaders with 20, Hardy 13, Boss 11, Kwanis 10, Miller 7, and Luke Miller 2. Really the story of the game was Wakefield early and the Warriors defense after the first quarter really making it tough for him to get anything going. Derek, I'm leaving that for you. What do you have to say about this game?
Well, I'm pretty sure after that first quarter, Coach Scott said we need to tighten this defense up. And like we talked about, a player gets hot like that usually doesn't last for a full game. So it's just a matter of time of him cooling down and our defense is stepping up and making better plays.
And I think all year long we're going to see that we're a pretty good perimeter defense. We've got a lot of quickness on the perimeter, and we got some kids that are willing to really play defense. Sam White, even though he's a very highly skilled offensive player, he likes to play defense. He likes to get after people. Jason Nelson's an excellent defender. Kodiak likes to play defense. He's got to watch those hands, but he likes to be physical and play defense. Zach is showing that he's a willing defender. He'll take charges. He'll get after people on the perimeter. And there's this really fine balance as a basketball player and as a team between being aggressive, being intense, being a really good defensive team, and not going too far with your physicality.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to find that line sometimes.
Well, they've had 4 years, at the tournament to figure out what a tournament team plays like, what the defense is like there. So now they're able to bring that back and hopefully continue with the rest of the season.
Yep. You don't want to be a dirty team, but you want to be a physical team.
Yeah, and that's one thing Coach Scott preached at the beginning of the season that me and him had to talk about, and I know we talked to the team about is, they want to be defense first this year, and then scoring will come.
You don't want to be soft, but you also don't want to be that team that takes it too far. So finding that balance between being a hard-nosed defensive team, which I think they're on the right track for, and then making sure you keep those emotions in check so you don't let that you have to be the team that's in control as the aggressor.
Yeah.
You can't allow your aggression to get involved emotionally. It has to be very calculated, and I think that's something we'll see from this team as the year goes on as they figure that out, because I think they got a potential to be a really, really good defensive team. Even though they don't have a lot of size in the middle to block shots, that perimeter defense is where it starts.
Yeah. No, I agree with that, too. And like we were talking about earlier, this team doesn't lack offense. So
no.
Focusing on defense, shutting down that
the offense will take
offense
care of itself. That's right. All right, well, thanks, Derek, for joining me tonight. Thank you, Warrior fans, wherever you are. Have yourselves a great night, everybody.